There are two front page photographs of people out enjoying the warm autumn sunshine in Dublin yesterday. The Irish Independence picture by Mark Condren shows students relaxing on the grass at Dublin City University on the day that the second round of CAO offers was made. The Irish Times picture by Tom Honan is of a man with a superbly long white beard and his bare feet resting on a stool. John Oliver, sitting on what looks like the base of a monument, is watching the world go by on O'Connell Street, the caption says. There is a sombre photograph on the Irish Examiner's front page taken by Neil Carson. It shows mourners lining the street outside St. Michael's Church in Lixnaw, County Kerry, where the Requiem Mass for Eileen O'Sullivan and her son Jamie took place yesterday, 2 weeks after an apparent murder-suicide in which her partner, the boy's father, Mossy O'Sullivan, also died. There's a variety of concerns in the lead stories. In The Examiner, Daniel McConnell reports that there are tensions in government over Department of Health spending figures. With 3 weeks to the budget, he writes, there is no agreement on the amount of money required to deal with such crises in the health service as lengthening hospital waiting lists and the formulation of a winter plan for an expected surge in demand for services. Managing the scarring effects of COVID-19 on the labour market and the financial legacy of the pandemic will be key threats to Irish competitiveness in the coming period, the government has warned, according to the Times lead. The Independent, in its main story, reports that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has for the first time cast doubt over Ireland's commitment to its 12.5% corporation tax rate. When questioned on the subject in New York yesterday, he repeatedly refused to guarantee the 12.5% rate, which has been a cornerstone of Irish tax policy for decades, Hugh O'Connell reports. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Mirror highlight what the Mail headline called joy as US ends ban on travel. Holidays to the US can resume within weeks after Joe Biden scrapped travel restrictions for fully jabbed Irish visitors, says the Mail. VAC in the USA, says the Mirror, over a report that Irish people will be able to visit the United States from November if they are double jabbed. Flying high, says the Irish Daily Star. In the Irish News, Cunla Young reports that a founding member of the Provisional IRA in County Tyrone has said he would be willing to take part in any future truth forum designed to bring closure to victims and survivors of the Troubles. He is Brendan Hughes, described as a former officer commanding in East Tyrone. In an interview with the paper, he said there will be no reconciliation until the truth is revealed.